Josh Roaring is a geomorphologist, which is exactly what it sounds like. He studies changes in the surface of the Earth. Since 2014, Sitka has experienced a cluster of landslides, two with loss of life, which make it the right place to test a warning system. Roaring says landslide prediction is a novel idea.
For me, as someone that's worked on landslides in a what we often say post-mortem capacity, you know, after and looking at their role in shaping landscapes and diagnosing the factors that cause them to occur, getting involved on the front end of trying to better understand what triggers them and whether we can come up with warning systems that are informed by the community and have include community involvement was really attractive for me.
Roaring, a professor at the University of Oregon, joined the landslide warning team in 2018. The project is the brainchild of the RAND Corporation and is funded with a $2.1 million grant from the National Science Foundation. Rainfall is the root cause of Sitka's landslide epidemic, and Roaring says that the National Weather Service, another partner in the project, has become adept at forecasting the rivers of atmospheric moisture that can create massive rainfall events in a place that's wet most of the time already. Roaring's attention is not on rainfall per se, but on rainfall's effect on land.
We want to understand the evolution of the soil moisture through time. So essentially, when do soils wet up? How wet do they get? What does it take to push them over the edge to when they become so saturated that they will fail and trigger a landslide that turns into a debris flow and can cause loss of life or damage to infrastructure.
The monitoring equipment to do this work has been around a long time, but it hasn't really been feasible to use on a widespread basis. Expensive soil sensors, transmitters, receivers, heavy batteries that don't last very long. Innovation in our daily lives has changed all that.
What's new here is the fact that the sensors we're putting in are low cost and they're broadly available. And these are the same sort of sensors and the technologies that are being put into refrigerators and all kinds of appliances all over our lives. And it's generally referred to as the Internet of Things. And it's trying to leverage these new low-cost tools to do that.
Landslide warning will harness all the latest technology and tools. But is it a sure thing? Roaring doesn't think so. But he's confident that Sitka and other places susceptible to landslides will be better informed and better off when conditions add up to the potential for slides. And maybe we'll get the word from a landslide app or a notification on our phones.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't think we were going to make a difference. We now know from mapping that's been done by the state agency where debris flows are likely to go and where they're not likely to go. So I think we better understand the relative risk from a spatial pattern. And those maps are in the process of going through review and will be available to the community. Now, temporally, which one of those for a given storm has a greater likelihood of experiencing debris flow is something that's going to be a really big challenge. I don't think we're going to get there. But what we will be able to do is provide that real-time information to people perhaps in these zones of potential debris flow runout, that the conditions are approaching levels that might be associated with debris flow activity.
Roaring and his team will be back in Sitka this June to begin installation of the soil sensors on the slopes above the community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.